Oh, well, hello. My name is Evan Morton. I'm 15, and I go to Detroit Edison Public School Academy, Early College of Excellence, in the 10th grade. And right here, we have bioplastic in a box. So bioplastic is better than traditional plastic because it only takes a little bit to degrade other than traditional plastic, and it's better for the environment. So what you have here is your glycerin, and you also have your biomix, and you need water also. So then when you mix all your ingredients together, you'll put it inside a container. It could be any type of container. It could be a square, a circle, but in this case, it's an oval. And then when you're finished, you'll get a finished product of bioplastic, which will be basically looking like traditional plastic, but it's degradable. And in order to test its degradability, you'll use composting soil to see how long does it take. For this type of plastic, it usually only takes 2 to 4 weeks. And also, when you're done, you can also answer some questions on the back of our worksheet. And this just basically gives you an overview of what is bioplastic, what are the materials in it, and it gives you some steps on how to make it. And like I said before, it gives you definitions, and you can answer questions on the back.
Now, what do you do with this box? Is this like designed to send to other schools for other kids to learn how?
Well, you're exactly right. We actually, after we create our innovations, we actually can give them to schools. We sell them to schools and other parents who are interested in the science for kids. And this bioplastic in a box kit, this actually came from what I was telling you about our research. Me and a couple other Ecotech student scientists, we actually created a bioplastic shoe insole. And that was our project because today, bioplastic shoes are made from petroleum-based plastics. And we actually tried to create a biodegradable shoe insole that you can wear on your everyday shoe. And we presented our research to the Society of Plastic Engineers. We actually created our own shoe and soul, and we created a TV show called Young Explorers, where we presented the community with our research. And we also wrote published research papers on our research. And I wrote one specifically on the polymerization rates of different organic feedstocks that we studied during our research, containing like gelatin, cornstarch, and agar.
What's your name?
Keith Young Jr. I just graduated from Renaissance High School, and in the fall, I'm attending Eastern Michigan University to study secondary education and integrated science.
Thank you so much. Here at the USB Biobase Stakeholders Workshop, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.